So it is good to see you. So very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence. Dearest beings of light. Ah, yes. Here we are once again in Toronto. Toronto, Canada, by virtual reality. We believe we live in virtual reality, as you are getting used to living in virtual reality. So many times we ask the vessel Marilyn to draw a card or have an energy or pick something up that we might be able to talk about. She actually did so, and she did it on the app, the affirmations app from Manifesting Your Affirmations from Lee Carroll. You know Lee Carroll and Cryon. The card that she drew says, very appropriate for these times. So take a deep breath, dearest beings of light. I am alive in the years that matter. I have existed through the ages to be here now, living a life of joy. Yes, I am alive in these times now, these years. I've lived through the ages to be here now, living a life of joy. So now we ask you, dearest beings of light, are you indeed living your life of joy? It is like you're given a second chance to live your life of joy. We know our vessel Marilyn lives her life with joy, the joy, and in that capacity, that energy as it is coming through is about you experiencing the wisdom of joy. It is about you experiencing that essence. Joy is your birthright. Breathe into that. Joy is your birthright. We know we have told you this many times. However, we are telling you once again. You see, so many people ask what their purpose is, and in these times right now, their purpose may be changing because their source of livelihood may be changing. So this is a good time to say, what is my joy? What is my joy now? What is that experience that I am connecting with, that brings me more happiness than ever before? What is it that when I'm involved in that, I lose track of time? What is it that when I'm involved in it, I say to myself, I love this. It is so fun. I would do this whether I were getting paid or not. We believe that your livelihood is directly connected to that. We believe that your essence is directly connected in that capacity. And that, dearest, will keep you in that slipstream. As you know, that slipstream is about making it easier for others to ride along. Being the one in front of the pack, in front of the flight, to raise the air. With that energy and with that vibration, that connection is indeed power-filled. With that connection that is indeed power-filled, it is like a lightning bolt of energy. you have learned today about your beliefs and rewriting your programs and reconnecting in that energy. So what old programs are you still hanging so desperately onto? It is time to let them go. What old energies are you thinking or feeling into? It is time, indeed, to release those old paradigms. You see, so much of one's decisions are based upon their beliefs, their programs, all in the past. And it is like the world, for once and for all, is coming together. And as it is coming together, it is coming together in a way that has never been done before. All of the peoples of this planet last night gathered, maybe not all, a goodly chunk of them, gathered for a worldwide meditation. It was also the double digit last night to anchor in the energy for 4/4/2020. Four plus four plus two plus two equals 12, which 1 plus 2 equals 3, which is change. So you are shifting in your consciousness and changing your vision. Someone contacted the vessel Marilyn yesterday and said, I don't know how this is possible, but when we watched your activation with the selenite swords of light on the video screen, since then we had a headache and we changed our glasses and went down to our old glasses. Is it possible that my eyes are getting better? Yes. It is possible that your eyes are indeed getting better. It is possible that your health is indeed getting better because you are experiencing 2020 vision. This is the year of 2020 vision, so why wouldn't your eyes get better? With an activation through virtual reality with the selenite sword of light. It is all energy. And as you are all energy, you respond to all that is energy. So we ask you, what energy are you indeed creating? What energy are you indeed expanding in such a way that your joy radiates beyond you and encircles the planet? That is what we wish you to focus with. That is what we wish for you, that joy that is within you overcomes the anxiety and the stress that is bringing these people together across the planet to raise the vibrational frequency of the planet. Why not have a global, worldwide meditation every single day? We do that at 11:11. And the way it goes around 11:11 a.m. every place around the planet, what will happen when it is every hour at 11:11? Dearest beings of light, you are the brightness of the new changes of this world. We love you deeply. We see you. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your fear. We understand who you are. And know that your innate is working with you. Breathe into that. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. When an individual human being channels, they're not in a bubble that is different reality from the rest of the planet. In other words, this entity that you're hearing, which you have called Kryon, which comes through the veil in a very specific, loving way, is not isolated from you. If you ask for help, for instance, from a guide or from an angel, if you were a believer in whatever system of religion you are, and you ask for help, I don't think that you would like it if that help arrived and said, "I have no idea about anything, tell me what's happening." You want help that knows everything that's happening and about you and all about that situation you are in to give you the help you need. And so we say it again. For those of you who would say channeling is an out-of-body experience coming from someplace else that is clueless, you'd be wrong. In fact, the more you need, the more we're there. The more you need, the more you're there. We are there. You are there. You see, there's something about compassion. There's something about difficulty. There's something all related about going to zero or fear or worry. If you let fear inside you, then you block that which is available for you. But you can have that fear and that anxiety or whatever you call it, and you can move it out of the way. And you can say, "Dear Spirit, give me what I need right now." And at that point, dear ones, the compassion that comes in doesn't just move fear out of the way. It burns it like a paper. It's incendiary. The fear can go away. The anxiety will disappear. And what takes over is this area of energy that we have talked about so many times that is precious. Dear ones, if you took a look at the energies around you, available to you, if you took a look at the light and the dark and all of that, if you took a look at the angelic sacredness, wouldn't you understand that the angelic sacredness is going to win out every time, no matter how dark it is, no matter how dark anything is. Light will win. We've told you this before. The definition of darkness is the absence of light. Darkness is not an active energy. Darkness is the absence of inner energy. And when things get dark, the human being starts to create their own. When things are void of light and you don't let it in, then human beings create their own. Human beings have been so good at creating their own for so long. Institutions which are hateful and evil, all that, they do it in the dark. That's what makes them frightening and scary. There's no redemption. There's no compassion. And you feel it. But when you start to let that light in, whatever you think it is, that compassion of God, whatever you think it is, that angelic energy from whatever angel you want to subscribe it to, it's the same. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. And it comes at you in a way that is so beautiful. And it pushes to you the love from the other side of the veil, which then shakes hands with your soul. Which shakes hands with your soul. I want to review something that I have talked about for years, and now it's time to talk about it yet again. It's how you see God, or Spirit, or the Creator, or whatever you want to call it that is bigger than yourself. Humanity has to equate the Creator with some kind of an authority figure. It's all you have. It's all you have for a model. The truth is beyond your comprehension. Imagine the Creator of all things being everywhere at the same time. The Creator of all things being such a huge, enormous energy and force of love that it knows every thought that is ever being happening everywhere in the universe at the same time. Imagine such an energy. And then paste on that energy love that is not understandable. Peace and compassion that is so thick, you wouldn't understand it. You wouldn't understand it. It's nothing like your brain. It's nothing like your emotions. It's beyond that which any human being can even think about. It's a love that goes beyond that which is even conceivable. Mom, how much did you love your child in those early days, and that it grew and grew? And there's nothing like a mother's love. There just is nothing like a mother's love. If you could say, what is the most pure love on the planet? You'd say, well, it has to be between sweethearts. That is a different kind. And yes, it's pure, but oh, the mother's love for the child is unconditional. The mother will give their life for the child instantly, if asked to. And you might say, well, that is the same kind of love that you'd have, that which the Creator has for a human being. Oh, no. The kind of love you have as a mother, shallow compared to that which God has for you. Shallow. And yet, with all of that, human beings have decided that there has to be a different model for God. And if you take a look at all of the religious systems of the planet, there are many who have decided that God is like a bad father. That God came in the Garden of Eden and gave you complete and free choice and then instantly judged you on your choice. Not logical, doesn't make sense. Very human-like, not reflective of the majesty of what is actually there. Not reflective of the majesty that is there. Humanity took God and pulled it down to their level. And in the process of that, God became a punisher. How could you ever do that? With the majesty and the love and the beauty and the light of that almighty force of creation that loves you so much. How could you ever paint into that a God that punishes you if you don't do something right? And today, the majority of those who worship in the buildings, on one side they're talking about the majesty and the love and they're so right, and on the other side you can kneel and feel it in prayer and feel it and call on the angels and feel it, and then the other side, you better be good because that same loving God will take your children and yourself and torture you forever in a horrible place when you die. I ask you this again, is that really God, or is that men giving you men's scenario for men? You choose, but you know the answer. There is no punishment. There is no punishment. You have free choice. And many have said there has to be punishment. I mean, what if you're a bad person? Don't you have to pay for it? Paying for it is a human concept, dear ones. Unconditional love doesn't mean paying for it. Think about it. Oh, what about that parable of the prodigal son in your own scriptures? When you have one individual doing everything right and one individual doing everything wrong, supposedly by your rules, somebody's got to pay. And yet, you're told that both sons come home and they have the same party. You getting this? Both sons come home and they get the same party. That's the way it works. There is no judgment from spirit. There just isn't any. The concept of wrongdoing, of sin, of all the things that you have put together as the hierarchies of do's and don'ts have come from a hierarchy, a chart you made up. Even the Ten Commandments made by human beings or human being to try to control that which was happening at the base of the mountain. Those commandments ring with truth and they are good, but they are men. No, if there was a commandment, if there was a commandment from spirit, is to love yourself as love, as God loves you. Love yourself as God loves you, period. If you do that, you don't need any of the commandments, because then the consciousness is so high that everything you do is tempered in the love of God. Everything you do, how you treat, how you act, how you think. And there's no fear of death. There's no idea of that which you are thinking of that might be the rules of some doctrine that says, well, if you don't do this and you don't do that, then that loving God is going to, well, he's going to take care of it. You know that, don't you? You better be careful, they'll say. Those who are steeped in those thoughts, they're not thinking about the majesty of a God who would never do that. They're not connected with the true love that is there. What is it your father tells you? Better do this, you better do that. And if you don't, you know, you'll be punished. And then let's say you are punished, then you're guilty. And then that guilt becomes something that pasted into your brain for a very long time. Are you aware that punishment and guilt in some forms of beliefs are pasted into your brain as belonging to that which is that majesty of love and God, that creator? And I'll tell you again, that comes from men and humans. That's where it comes from. That concept has brought God to a level that is a low level of human consciousness. That's changing. That's changing. That's changing. The ones who listen to this message are of many types. There are those who are getting the message and understand it, and the heavens open up, and they go, oh, feel that. He's right, feel that. I can wipe away all of this fear and guilt. He's right. God would not ever do that. And they're able to move to another level of consciousness, or at least begin to understand the majesty of their own soul, which is a part of the Creator. Eternal, your soul is, a part of the Creator. You're allied with that energy I just told you about. And there are others who will listen to it and say, maybe, maybe not. I'm not really sure I'm going to throw away all those things that I was told just because I listened to a channel. If you're one of those, I'm going to tell you this. Don't throw away anything. I want you to go inside and test it for yourself. Dear Spirit, are you really a God of punishment? Dear Spirit, should I be guilty for something that I have done? Is there punishment? Dear Spirit, and go to that place, that innate place that starts to answer these questions for you. And you're going to find something you didn't expect. You're going to find your inquisitiveness, old soul, is going to give you a light that you didn't expect. That's what happened to my partner. That's what happened to my partner when he sat in the chair as the engineer, as the unbeliever of metaphysical things. And I came to him, and I didn't say a thing. All I did was pour love in his heart, and he wept. He couldn't understand it. He was new. Nobody told him that God was bigger than anything he was ever, ever told. Didn't understand. There are millions on this planet right now who are ready to tell you that your situation is punishment because of what humanity has done or not done. It is not. This entire situation is something that humanity has created in some way, and you are going through your own process of your own creation. Some things will be shown to you later, and you'll understand. This is not the punishment of a vengeful God who said, well, see what happens, humans, when you don't do something right. You're all being punished here on this planet. There are so many who will tell you that that beautiful creator who loves your soul beyond measure has decided to create a virus for you. That is the biggest lie of the century. Mom, if your children didn't behave, you're going to give some of them a virus and kill them? Mom? And the answer is that's absurd. Absolutely absurd. Of course not. Well, it is absurd that God would then have anything to do with what you're going through, except to be there for you, except to be there for you and help you through this in compassion and love and peaceful day at a time, day at a time. That's what this creator is for. An alliance with your soul like you haven't seen before. Maybe that's what it's about. Maybe there will be those who will finally discover that there's more to God than they thought, much more than the doctrine or the rules, or a God that they were told was a bad daddy who was going to torture you for something you did. This has always been the message of Kreon, to look beyond that which is humanism, human rules or human aspects of a perception of what that creator might be. Pure love. I invite you to take that in. Take in the words, the logic of it, and then start to take in the reality of it. By sitting alone, by yourself, not with others, for a moment. Dear Spirit, if this is real, and this is what he said is real, show me. Oh, you've just given permission. When a human gives permission for something like that, stand back. That means you're at that end of the string that says, I tried everything. Why don't I try to just wipe away all of that fear and anger and anxiety and guilt? Come on in. You give permission, and then it starts to change. Free choice, you see, dear ones. Free choice to believe it or not believe it. Free choice to listen to this or not listen to this. Oh, the third kind of person who will listen to this has just tuned in and will tune out. It's not for them, they'll say, because no perception of what I am talking about will get through a consciousness that's not ready. And that's where you come in, light worker. Because human to human, they may listen. They may not listen to Kreon or your belief in Kreon or any of these things. They may instead listen to that voice of reason that says, it's going to be okay. Let me hug you. Let me just talk to you. It's all right. I know you're in the dark. Why don't you just come be with me for a while? Without a doctrine, without a book, without a platform, just love, just like a mother, just love. That's where you come in. I will tell you these things till the end of my partner's days because they're real and they're true. And you need to hear them now. I'll be back. And so it is.